I mentioned a number of reasons why we're celebrating today. We're honoring Our Lady. We are preparing for the Feast of the Trinity. We're still really experiencing the joy of Pentecost. I mentioned the Tomorrow's Father's Day. What I forgot to mention is that today in this parish, it's the feast day. It's the fiesta of Mary, Mother of the Church. The liturgical feast day was on Monday, day after Pentecost, but the celebration is today. So we honor Mary, Mother of the Church as well today. But the theme that's chosen for today's Mass is we are ambassadors for Christ. It's taken from today's first reading from the second letter of Paul to the Corinthians. And it's quite a striking thing to say. We are ambassadors for Christ. So let's reflect on this a little bit. First of all, we have to know what an ambassador is. An ambassador is a representative, an official representative, representing the country, the government. So if the Philippines has an ambassador to Italy or someplace, that person represents the Philippines, represents the president of the Philippines, represents the government, and also stands for all the Filipino residents that are in Italy. So an embassy, where an ambassador has his office or her office, that an embassy is like a little piece of the country outside the country. So the Filipino embassy in Rome is actually Philippine territory. Now, when we think about representatives and ambassadors, we understand why they're necessary, because the president can't go to Italy, at least not very often. The president can't be in all the different places where his citizens are. The government can't be represented by just one person. There has to be representatives. So that's why there are ambassadors to any country where there are diplomatic relations. We understand that's necessary because of the limitations of human possibility. I mean, we just can't be in more than one place at once. So that makes sense to us. But for God, it's not like that. You could say, God, He can be in more than one place at once. In fact, He is. He's every place. So why does He need any ambassadors? Why does He need any representatives? Why doesn't He just do it Himself? So this expression, we are ambassadors for Christ, invites us to reflect not just on the human phenomenon of ambassadors, but it invites us to reflect now about the ways of God. And this is important to do. Here we are between the Feast of Pentecost and the Feast of the Holy Trinity. These feasts invite us to look higher and to think about how God works. God, of course, is perfect and eternal and all-knowing. He doesn't need to do anything. He doesn't need anything. He's perfectly whole in Himself. But, and we wouldn't know this except it was revealed to us through Christ, God was not simply for all eternity enjoying His perfection. He was also loving. Well, who was He loving? Well, He was loving Himself, His understanding of Himself, and that's what we know as the Eternal Son. So the Father has an ambassador already from all eternity, the Son. Now we know that Son who took flesh, Jesus Christ. So Jesus Christ is the ambassador of the Father, the one who represents the Father. Now, He's more than an ambassador because He's God. He doesn't just represent God, He is God. So this idea of an ambassador doesn't quite capture the way it is in God. But let's reflect on this a little further. Then the Father and the Son have an ambassador, the Holy Spirit. Their relationship of love is poured out in the Spirit. And so the Holy Spirit goes everywhere as the representative, the perfect ambassador of the Father and the Son. Now again, it's not quite the right word for it, because the Holy Spirit doesn't just represent the Father and the Son. He doesn't just represent God, He is God. So now we're into the mystery of the Holy Trinity, which we'll be celebrating tomorrow. But the point is, God is this dynamic of going forth, of sending forth, of actually of loving. Loving and being loved. Okay, so that's God. That's God. Before anything else was, that's the eternal reality of God. And it could stay that way forever. I mean, no need for God to do anything else. But God decided to create, to extend this dynamic of love into a physical creation and into personal creatures, angels first, and then human beings. Human beings are made in the image and likeness of God, icons of God, representatives of God. In fact, every creature is in some way an ambassador of God, because every creature reflects God some way, represents God some way. So this idea of ambassadors goes all the way back to God. But there's more to it than that, because God was not content simply to have creatures. He also wanted his creatures, especially the human first people, to participate in his community of love. And the problem of sin got in the way. So what did he do? Well, he took on flesh. The Son became the ambassador not only of the Father in all eternity, but in creation. That's what we celebrated during the whole Lent and Easter season, and Jesus dying and rising for us to give us fullness of life. So you could say that's how he was an ambassador of the Father. But then, what did we celebrate last Sunday? The descent of the Holy Spirit, the ambassador of the Father and the Son, poured into the church, poured into the apostles, poured into us, so that we can participate in this life and spread it to everyone. And that's where this expression of St. Paul comes in. We are ambassadors for Christ. Who's we? Well, yes, he's talking about himself and his companions, his missionary companions who are bringing the gospel everywhere. He knows he himself is an ambassador for Christ to the Corinthians. But he's not just talking about himself. He's also talking about us and every baptized person. Because every baptized person is filled with the Holy Spirit and given this responsibility of sharing this gift with everyone. That's why he says it this way. God has reconciled us to himself through Christ, and has given us the ministry of reconciliation. He's given us a role in making this gift known and lived by others, experienced by others. God was reconciling the world to himself in Christ, not counting their trespasses against them, and entrusting to us, including all of us here, the message of reconciliation. So we are ambassadors for Christ, as if God were appealing through us. And then Paul moves from saying that's how it is to actually doing it. First he says we're ambassadors, then he acts as an ambassador. What does an ambassador say? We implore you on behalf of Christ, be reconciled to God. So he says, I'm an ambassador and I'm going to do what an ambassador does. He implores everyone to be reconciled to God. That's the mission entrusted to all of us by the Holy Spirit. Or that's the mission planted in us when we receive the Holy Spirit at baptism. We're all ambassadors for Christ. We are all sent out to represent Christ, to be official representatives of the government of Christ, and to extend his message everywhere. Now, it's not quite like an ambassador of a government who is sent and then has to keep checking to make sure he's giving the right message or make sure he has the right credentials. It's not exactly like that, because not only are we representatives of Christ, ambassadors, but we have his own Spirit reigning in us and working in us. We don't have to keep checking in the main office. The Holy Spirit is in us, guiding us, enlightening us, empowering us. That makes us very powerful agents in the world. Now, we learned yesterday that we receive this treasure and it's in earthen vessels. In ourselves, by ourselves, we're not powerful. We're not powerful agents. In fact, we just mess things up all the time because we're earthen vessels. We're very fragile, we're weak, we're sinful. But God doesn't stop sending us simply because he knows we're unworthy. He provides for us by filling us with his Holy Spirit. But our confidence that we can be ambassadors for Christ is not in ourselves. Otherwise, we would be very unrealistic to think that we could actually do anything for God or represent God. But because God reigns in us, yes, we can be representatives of God. We are. We already are. We just have to accept that responsibility and with trust in him, fulfill it. So we are ambassadors for Christ, and that means our homes, our embassies of heaven, our families, are the staff of the embassy, and everything we do is in some ways a representative of heaven. So it's not just something that we do once in a while when we go to church or when we come to the chapel or when we serve. No. We are always representing the kingdom of God. We're always representing Christ in the world. And he wants us to take that seriously. Not to take ourselves seriously and to be so burdened by the awesome responsibility. No. To put our trust in the Holy Spirit and to allow the Holy Spirit to blow us like the wind where he wants, to do what he wants when he wants. So it's a beautiful theme. We are ambassadors for Christ. And since today we are honoring Our Lady and the parish is honoring Mary, Mother of the Church, we can look to Mary as our guide. She's a great ambassador, right? We notice this from the very moment of the visitation when she first conceived the Son of God in her womb. What did she do? She, like an ambassador, she brought him out into the world, perfectly representing him. Her own heart is the embassy where Christ is represented perfectly. So we ask Our Lady to teach us how to be agents of the kingdom of God, how to be ambassadors for Christ, how to yield most perfectly to the Holy Spirit. And we know, even though we may not understand how it all works, and we know that we're unworthy and weak, that we can be confident that God is at work in us and through us, in the church, in the world. So, all of us who are ambassadors for Christ, go forth and establish in the world the kingdom of Jesus Christ in the power of the Holy Spirit.